Hey, listeners, just a quick word to let you know that Alchemy This will be performing live on stage at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater on May 7th. Go to dynastytypewriter.com for tickets. We're performing May 7th. We'd love to have you come out and join us. Write to us, in fact, after the show and let us know how much you enjoyed it. See you all May 7th at Alchemy This, live at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater! Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? Yes, I personally read all of your emails, and thank you for writing to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. And by personally, of course, I mean that my trained chimp was in fact given the Christian name I personally. But I digress. My dear hoo-has and what the F's, I could not be happier to be back in the studio with our alchemist for another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Chris Alvarado, Junior Bacon Cree. I believe everyone's got one true superpower, like you keep a remarkably clean kitchen counter at all times, or you know what all of your friends' food allergies and eating habits are. That's my better half, Jamie. You dig what I'm saying? So, Cree, starting with you, if you had to name your one superpower, what would it be?
Fitted clothing.
Fitted clothing.
All my clothes fit very well.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Okay, what the hell? It's Craig Kukowski!
Whoa!
Scrambled Craigs, what would you say is your one superpower?
Crossword in pen.
Oh! He's a bad
That's
boy.
That's good.
Look out, criminals.
I'm a bad boy of crosswords.
Raise the price of pecans, it's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, what is your one superpower?
I think I'm really good at organizing small toys.
Yes!
I can get in there and clean it up.
These are all, I'm so a little too pleased with myself that I came up with this category. Hey, now for your pow-pow, it's Carla Kukowski.
Hi.
Carla, thanks for being with us again. What might your one superpower be?
I would have to say layers in hot weather.
Not easy, people. Not
How do you
easy.
Do it?
And last but bite your tongue the next time you're eating a sandwich too quickly, if you think him least, it's James Heaney. Jimmy, Juniper, Sarah, what is your one superpower?
I have the ability to wake up 1 second before my alarm every single day.
That's every single day?
It just doesn't not happen. It just doesn't not happen. I wish it did.
That's my favorite double negative ever.
What's your superpower, Kevin Pollack?
None of your damn business.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
I'm actually the clean counter guy.
Yeah.
I gave Jamie and my two
gotcha.
Examples. Yeah. I am annoyingly clean counter guy, and it's the only area of OCD in my life, but it has taken over.
You have a really great kitchen, though.
Thank you. Thank
I would
you.
Want it to look good.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listener emails, and if you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. Thank you so much. Let's go to our first, which was sent in by Tony M. Rodriguez, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, y'all do a great job and help me get through long, boring work days. I can only listen when I'm working from home because I cannot stop myself from cackling." Ooh, I like that word. How about a scene where, you know, on some TV shows have a group of performers, usually singers or dancers, that have to come up with a whole new routine after advancing to the next level minutes before they have to perform it? What would that green room look like? Thanks so much for all the laughs.
Oh.
Vanessa, you are the best!
Oh, thanks!
Oh, that's from Tony.
Tony.
Tony with an I.
Oh, Tony.
12 minutes, everybody, 12 minutes!
Okay, okay. So
stretching.
Okay.
Ow.
We got to come up with something.
We are the laser pointers.
Yes, but what is our new, what's the great next thing going to be?
I don't know, but wouldn't it be easy if we just turned all of our costumes backwards?
It's not
inside
supposed
out?
To be easy,
it's
Elliot.
It's supposed to be easy.
I'm just saying.
It's supposed to be good.
I'm just saying there's not a lot of time, and maybe we could do something we practiced a lot if our clothes were inside out.
I'd love to break dance.
Oh, wait a second. Let's go with that for a moment. What kind of breakdance are we talking?
Well, we can take any kind of cardboard, and from what I've seen, I can just spin around on it.
And so the rest of us will do what while that's happening?
Laser point.
Also, I can eat cake while you're breakdancing.
Oh my gosh, where did you get that cake?
I made it.
Oh, it looks so good.
Kenny, what do you got?
Kenny. I just got stuck on cake. Okay, guys.
I made an extra one just for you, okay?
10 minutes, everybody! Okay, thank you, 10.
Oh, man, that cake looks good.
Okay, guys, I don't want to bring negativity into the space because we have been doing such a great job up until now.
We advanced.
But if we win this, everything changes.
You're right.
So you're saying get back to the dancing theme?
Get back to the dancing
theme. Of who we are, what we do.
Like, definitely, I can get a degree. If we win this, like, I'll have a degree all of a sudden, right?
I don't think that's what he means.
Well, he said everything changes.
It's not magic, though. Jessica, it's not magic. It's he just means we would get more opportunities.
But, so I can, grow 5 inches if we win this?
No, Jessica, okay, I'll put it like this. You know how nobody knows you / really even likes you?
Okay, but I have a blog. I do have a blog.
Okay, right. Well, all I'm saying is it will change. Everybody will know you and everybody will like you.
I see.
Let's go with that. That's positive. That's good. Okay.
Is it gluten-free?
Ken. Of course,
Kenny. Are we back on the cake, Kenny?
If I'm going to eat cake, I want it to be the real deal.
Okay, but we have to dance first. We got to dance first.
Right,
to earn
right.
that cake. So first,
cake second.
Is there a cake dance?
A cake dance? I can look it up on my phone.
So basically we dance on top of the cake saying.
I think it's important to think about cake walk. I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah. I was thinking the song traditionally played with cakes is the birthday song.
Yeah, no. So, Timmy's a popper. Timmy can pop. He can pop, pop, pop.
I can pop all day. You guys know I pop and I lock all
day. I've pop seen out you of do a both. Cake.
Pop out of a cake. Pop out of a cake.
Okay, so you guys do a cake.
We got to get a big cake.
We'll be a human cake.
Okay.
You pop out, popping.
And then we eat each other.
Don't get me started on that. That sounds great.
I'm out. I'm not going to do this.
What do you mean? You're part of the laser pointers.
This is silly. I'm a classically trained dancer.
Out?
I can't. I'm taking this outfit off.
You're not that good.
I might be not that good, but I'm better than the cake eaters. And good luck.
Wasn't your idea the cake thing?
No, it wasn't that was my idea. I said turn our clothes inside out so that we can do one of the rehearsed dances that we've practiced hours on.
But then you said something about the birthday song.
Well, when you said the cake, I was like, maybe we can choreograph to the birthday song.
You see what's happening here? We have a little taste of success. Just a little bit, and we're already at each other's
throats. Oh my gosh, we're like the Beatles.
Finally.
We're not there yet, but we need to, this is when we need to come together.
Okay.
This is the moment. Everything changes.
All right. I won't leave yet.
Thank you, Kenny.
But please, can we at least dance?
Yeah.
We're gonna dance. Oh man, are we gonna dance.
Kenny, let's be honest. Nobody here moves their hips like you do.
It's true.
Oh, thanks.
So I think Kenny should be the bass.
Oh, I like
okay?
it.
Okay, and so he'll be moving his hips. Okay.
The bass of the cake?
The bass of the cake.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. That looks good. That looks
good. Kenny,
that's really good.
That actually looks really, really good. That's really good. Oh my God, Kenny.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. I got a pointer in each hand.
Yeah. We need
maybe I'm not better than both the cake eaters, but Kenny's pretty good.
Okay. So we have the base of the cake.
I can hold laser pointers in my hands, in my mouth, and in my nose to be the candles on
the
top.
Candles, the
rhythm.
Candles.
That's good. Rhythm. Rhythm.
Yeah.
Bass.
Rhythm.
Bass. Rhythm. Okay, you're classically trained.
Yes.
So
string section. What are you going to bring?
I was going to do ballet.
Right. But that's not how we got here.
It was dancing.
Sure.
And if you guys want to bring popping and locking and breakdancing in, can I not bring my classically trained ballet?
Maybe it's a little yin and yang.
I think it's a good idea. Let's do both.
Okay. I've always felt like I was a great cake
topper.
They
look really organized over there.
Oh, my God, they are.
Wow.
They're not going to be turning their outfits inside out.
They're all doing the same move at the same time.
Oh, cartwheels.
Well, maybe where we lose in synchronicity, we can gain in...
Originality.
That's right.
I'll be a cake topper. I've always thought I'd make a great...
Hey, thanks for circling back to us, Elliot.
Thank you.
You went on a scary journey. We were all a little upset
there. Well, I was upset. I was upset that we were going to start eating cake.
I'm going to be the knife. I'm going to be the knife that cuts into the cake. Cuts into the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way Kenny can start eating sooner.
And then we scatter.
Nice,
Kenny.
Damn.
Look at those hips.
Kenny, I'm so attracted to you right now.
If we just follow those
hips. You guys,
hips.
Not before we go on.
I'm
Let's
sorry.
Keep it profesh.
Oh my God, they're all doing backflips at the same time.
We have no chance.
Yeah, no, we do.
Okay.
Elliot's right.
Hands in the middle.
All right, hands in the middle.
Feet outside. Shake your heads around.
Shaking it.
Hey, you guys, this looks good.
Wait a second.
We just
hands
made a in the middle. Feet outside. Shake your head around.
We just
around.
Made
Look
a
at us.
That was so cool.
We're a damn
cat. Oh my gosh.
Ow.
Oh,
No, don't you do this. Don't you do this to us. What happened?
I think my bone crumbled.
Your bone? No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
My left bone.
Another bone crumbled.
Oh, you're going to be in the hospital for weeks.
Oh, I really wanted everything to change
Look at me.
For me.
Uh-huh. You're dancing.
Okay.
You are dancing until every bone in your body crumbles.
I have an idea. You can get on top of my shoulders. I'll be your base.
Oh my gosh, Jessica.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you, three.
Okay. Okay, I like this idea.
This is good. Can someone help me get up? Because the crumble bone won't move.
Okay.
I'll get down. Between your legs. Here we come.
You can hold it. You good?
Okay. I'm super strong.
All right, Kenny, lead us off again with the hands up.
Hands in the middle, feet outside, shake it around.
Yes! That feels good. Okay, that feels good. That feels good.
Do I get my cake now?
After. We got to earn it. Okay.
Suck it up.
I'm sorry.
Suck it. Tina, you got it. You can do this.
It was just a crumbled bone. It just hurts a lot. I'm excited for the show.
Maybe I don't understand what a crumbled bone is.
Well, it's when a bone doesn't just crack. It shatters in multiple places.
You see how, like, under my knee, it just looks like a sock full of Jell-O?
It looks like sand.
Yeah.
That happened in my nose once.
Oh my God, Jessica.
Yeah.
It healed up great. I love the pear shape.
Thank you.
All right, next up in America's favorite dance-off, it's the laser pointer.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
I got your back. Touch your back.
And they just completed their comeback stage. That was no good.
I can't believe.
Why? You said you could hold Tina.
I thought I could, but I think I have a crumbled back. I have a crumbled back now.
Tina is all one crumbled bone.
I'm okay.
Kenny, what the hell? You're eating
cake? This is so good.
We don't eat cake when we perform that horribly.
Well, this is delicious.
I guess I'm never going to get my degree.
You're never going to, Jessica.
We don't know if we've lost yet.
We don't.
I'm packing my bags.
There's no way we made it.
Well, the other team is out there now.
Yeah, let's watch
them. Our score combined was 43.2.
That's 43% basically.
Yeah. Let's watch them.
That's 45 right,
let's
judges.
Let's get inspiration.
Let's watch them.
And flip.
And cartwheel. And backflip.
Wow, they're good.
They're so good.
Cake topper.
That's my
cake
thing.
Topper.
What the hell are they doing? Oh,
the guy's such a good
Turn
man.
Our clothes inside out. Show our tags.
How did they
Showing
know?
Showing our tags.
Ballet.
The guy's such a good knife.
Oh my gosh. All their bones are crumbling.
And now they're levitating. Oh, they're levitating.
No. Why did we think of that?
I can't even levitate if I thought of it.
Let's try right now. Okay. Then we'll show the judges. Right. Everyone concentrate.
I pooped my pants.
Kenny.
Oh, God.
Kenny, I shit my pants. Kenny.
How you levitate.
Okay.
The judges
are scoring them.
Cake.
Let's see what they get.
Okay,
so what do we get a 43?
42.3.
No, we're not getting you an
Indian food.
And the final score is 98.9.
That's an A.
So close, guys. So close.
All right.
I want to make something very clear. I don't want to see you guys ever again.
I'm going to go to Subway. Does anybody want anything?
I'm just going to leave this pair of pants here.
I think we lost Tina.
I'm going to blog about this experience.
No one's going to read it. I got to call my mom.
Let's all call your mom.
Can we all get on the call? Kind of a private conversation. I told her I was going to win.
Hello?
Oh, Mom.
Hey, hold on one second.
Oh, it's my laser pointer. We were cheering you on, but there's a delay in the TV.
I'm here too, Janet.
Oh, hello. What are you wearing?
Mostly pink.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. As you suggested.
Mom, you should turn the TV off. We failed.
I don't know if failed's the word.
We had a failing grade. We got 43% of the judges.
You had a bunch of fuck-ups?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But we tried our hardest.
Damn it, Elliot. You're worth nothing. You know how much we paid for ballet lessons?
I know.
You know how much we paid?
I'd like to know.
$43,000.
There's that number again.
That's right.
But that's not an education down the drain. I can
Is
still
it
use
not
it.
Because it's you not. Failed.
That's this $1,000 for each point we scored.
But if you could just...
Oh, I'm so mad. I'm going to make a margarita.
Could you have Dad pick me up at the airport?
No, you little worthless shit.
Hey, welcome to Chase Bank. See, you are applying for a job.
Yeah, I have experience in personal communication. I'm really good at one-on-one conversations, and I'm dexterous with my hands, and I'm quick on my feet.
That's very helpful. All right, let's see what we have here. Okay, so no actual banking experience.
So far, not yet. But this is. A new adventure for me, kind of. I'm changing careers.
Okay, see, you did study for a long time at the Bob Sager Ballet Company?
Yes, the Bob Sager Ballet Company. It was expensive, but I feel like the education I walked
All right, away welcome with. To the Bob Sager Ballet Company. Let's get two things straight. I am not Bob Saget. I am not Bob Seger, okay? So if you're here to work on your night moves or to watch America's Funniest Home Videos, you're in the wrong place.
Oh, darn it. I thought you were Bob Saget.
Okay, this is what usually happens is everyone leaves when they find out I'm not Bob Seger.
I want my money back. I want a refund.
I am Bob Sager.
Do you validate parking? Because I'm going to leave.
I do not, sir. I do not.
Bob Sager? I'm a...
Oh, you stayed.
Yeah, I've really dreamt my whole life of being able to study ballet with you. A strong male dancer like yourself, I feel like I have so much to learn.
It's $43,000.
It's what? It's what?
For a single term with Bob Sager, $43,000.
Is there some sort of internship?
I can get started on the paperwork right now if you're ready to sign up.
Okay, do you think, first of all, we're going to have to get my
mom... My name's Delilah, thanks for asking.
Delilah, my mom and dad are going to be the co-signers on this loan. How would you guys suggest me pitching a $43,000 ballet class?
Give them the pitch, Bob.
The pitch is, do you believe in art? Do you believe in talent?
Oh, my God.
This is all or nothing.
This is all or nothing.
Okay.
That's the pitch.
That's the pitch? I feel the way that you passionately pitched it to me would be much better if you passionately pitched it to my mother.
I'll passionately pitch it to your parents.
Well, they're here, actually, if you don't
Hello?
Mind.
Hello.
Hey, Mom, Dad, do you believe in art?
Are you we're a funny video guy.
No, that's but get the fuck out of my studio!
Well, I don't see how you can't work at this bank.
Well, hold on a second. Do you know how many people graduated from the Bob Sager Ballet University?
I don't know that answer.
It's extremely low. Most people don't even make it into the class. Okay. I graduated. That's determination. It's
Tom, sorry for interrupting. You coming to happy hour today?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Hey, new guy.
He's not a new guy. He's not hired.
Oh,
you can't just say that.
My bad.
Oh, well.
What's your name?
Jerry.
Oh, nice to meet you, Jerry.
Don't get too attached because he's not great. What's up?
Oh, so happy hour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, dude, cool. You know. See you there.
See ya.
We're close here at this Chase Bank.
Closed?
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I was just looking at you from across the room. Are you, by any chance, a part of that laser group that was on television a few weeks ago?
Laser pointers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a pretty rough run.
Oh, I love you. Changed my life. You specifically changed my life. Your dancing skills.
Well, would you mind telling that I'm in the middle of an interview right now?
I don't need to hear anymore.
No, this is
you're
actually,
hired.
Oh my God!
If you're changing people's lives, I don't care if it's through dance or with numbers. We need you here. How do you feel about getting drunk in the early evening?
Oh my God! I don't usually drink, but today's a special day.
Hey,
can I bring my new friend?
Yeah. Can I have an autograph?
Absolutely. What's your name?
My name's Landon.
Landon. Oh my God, Landon! Wait. Will you come out with me for drinks?
Come out with you, of course. I'll go out with
Can
you.
I bring
of course, I'll be your girlfriend. Of course.
Can I bring my Landon, new girlfriend?
Landon, honey, we're trying to get a loan over here. Hi, sorry to bark in.
Sorry, my life has changed.
What do you mean?
Everything's different now.
Our kids are waiting for us in the car.
I never really liked them.
Oh, this got weird.
Why do I need two forms of ID to cash a check?
That's just our policy.
I'm Bob Sager, damn it.
Oh, you did the video. No, night moves.
No.
Oh,
that's a beautiful button for me. Let's get on to our second scene. Oh, man. Bob Sager. Bob Sager to block, Peter. All right, next up is an email from Joseph Kester, who wrote, "Good morning, crew. How did you get over here in the morning? I love this guy. Is he in the other room? Thursday is now my favorite day of the week because it's the last work day and also a new episode day. Now I just have to find something to get me through the other days of my contribution to society." Yeah, see, we can't help you with every day, Joseph. Jesus. James, don't let the others bring you down. You are just as funny as them.
Wait a second. Wait, we've either had this before or multiple people are worried about James.
Really?
There's a lot of worry about me.
And you're my hero.
Yeah, this is...
Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
Did you do the two animal activists?
No.
Yes.
Go
on a date?
Undercover working at a zoo.
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Good.
We just
so
did
happy
that
to
with,
copy that.
We did that with Cole.
Okay, great. Let's try this one. Next fan email is from Jonathan Timball in Australia. G'day, Alchemist.
Uh-oh, again, this might be another one that we've heard.
Holy crap. Okay.
What does he want us to do?
Okay, let's see. Twins involves twins.
That doesn't ring a bell.
I don't remember.
We've had several from Australia.
I feel like we do Australia.
We've done a couple of Australia. So let me get through the setup and let's see.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I listen to you on the road as I travel around the state for work. I'm on the road for a good 4 hours a day. I have to say, this podcast is top quality. I hear it's the best podcast six states over. We'll take that. This scene that I'd love to hear you guys take a crack at is a therapy group for identical twins that are mistaken for each other constantly. They want to be acknowledged as their own person but can't because of their sibling. The therapist has invited a special counselor. However, upon arrival, this special counselor discovers that they, too, might be long-lost identical siblings. It'd be great to see what the hell the team comes up with. Looking forward to each episode. Thank you so much. Cheers, Jonathan Timbo. All right, if everyone just take a seat, please, wherever you can find them.
We don't have to sit by...
Your twin?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
I'm not going to.
Is it Ginger?
Really, yeah,
are you Ginger?
I'm not Ginger.
I'm Ginger. Okay. I'm clearly Ginger. I have a name tag that says Ginger.
I am Cinnamon.
I didn't see that. So Cinnamon and Ginger, you don't have to sit together.
Great.
Good. Okay. I'm going to sit on the other side of the room. I'm going to sit
up,
on this
Ginger.
Piano.
Shut up,
see
Ginger.
This piano?
No one cares.
I'm going to sit on it.
It's going to make a noise.
Not true.
Hey, you two. Let's just welcome in the couple of other twins if we could.
Nick.
Nick and
Mick.
We don't like when people call us McNick.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
So let's just start that off.
Would you mind? That's not going
to
happen.
Would you mind sitting together?
I mean, if they aren't sitting next to each other, it's going to be hard for us not to.
Yeah, precedent's been set.
Okay. I'll sit next to you. You can sit next to me.
McNick, Ginger, and Cinnamon. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Sound awfully close to you said McNick.
Yes, it did sound like that. It's not a funny joke.
I'll get into Nick and Mick.
Thank you, Mick.
Yeah. I've asked someone to join us today. I hope that's okay.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we have another therapist, someone I've been corresponding with for many years, and we finally decided to try a couple of double therapy sessions.
Are you a real therapist?
Yes, the plaque on the wall.
I mean, I know you're in our network, but
yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
The plaque on the wall.
Yeah,
it means that
you
I...
are you. Wait a second.
I know this guy.
He looks familiar.
I've read your book, man.
He looks like that guy.
Wait a second.
I don't know him.
That's weird.
Hold on.
Wait a sec.
Have you guys not met?
Double Dr.
No,
Tim?
No, we've never met.
Hold double on. Dr. Tim?
I was adopted, so I assumed I was... What? Is this happening?
You were adopted?
I was adopted.
Oh, man.
That explains so much, right?
This changes everything.
Or nothing.
No, it changes something.
Is this a bit?
What's a bit?
Like a joke between people?
It's not a joke.
We've never met before, and it is a weird looking in a mirror
but
thing.
But you hired him. You didn't Google his face?
Email.
He's very famous.
We've been corresponding through emails for 7 years. I just didn't think... were you adopted?
No.
So where were you raised?
Oh,
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Where were you raised?
Malibu, California.
Oh, no.
That's a really pretty place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Finally, I agree with you, Ginger.
Fine, I know. Let's not agree too much. Yeah.
I'm not going to be shook by this. I have a message to deliver today.
Okay.
And maybe I can
help
listen
me
to my
too.
Own message.
Yeah. Let's try.
You are you.
I'm telling you, he wrote a book
Keep
called
talking.
You Are You.
It's good.
Keep talking. I like
it. Don't tell me. I'll take care of you.
Well, they're fighting just like us, Mick.
You know what I mean? We know we just kind of met, and now you're down my throat.
Okay. I was being encouraging, but if you want to be defensive out of the shoot, that
feels
perfect.
Like there's
you
a fucking
encouragement. Remind you of anyone? Ginger is like my cheerleader, she says.
You know what?
I just want to shoot her.
I'm going to sit over here.
And you did. You did shoot me
so
that
what?
One time.
You're fine.
Yeah, well, my leg's not fine. I have a crushed bone leg.
Do you have crumbly bones?
Crumble, that's what I meant.
It's been restructured.
I have one question. Raise your hand. Not a question. Yeah, I have a demand. I have a request. Raise your hand if your name is Cinnamon.
This is stupid.
That should be pretty easy.
Okay. So wait, there's only one person with their hand raised?
An individual.
Yeah, because I have a weird name.
No, it's not about...
I never met another Cinnamon in my life.
Cinnamon always gets picked first.
That's not even true, Ginger.
It is true.
Okay, here's a trick.
In sports, because I'm not broken.
I'm only broken because you shot me.
Once.
Cinnamon, I think the point that my
you
colleague...
stabbed me that time.
No
too.
Relation is trying to make is that you are an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You raised your hand and your hand alone.
Oh.
You are your own person.
That's true. You didn't raise my hand.
You are not connected in any way, shape, or form emotionally unless you choose to be.
Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
So that's the big revelation.
Well,
today.
Hold on.
You are
I'm
you.
Not done. I have a crazier request.
Okay.
Raise your hand if your name is Mick.
Mick.
Was that Mick or Nick?
Mick.
Mick.
Mick. Raise your hand, Mick.
All right. Yeah, that's
look,
my name.
Look at that. Look around.
Yeah, I know. I know what
look
my name is.
Around.
Uh-huh.
No who one else's hands are raised.
Thank you, Cinnamon.
Whoa,
go.
Yeah, you feel that, right? You feel that.
I just feel like you could have said Ginger at some point by now. I was the only one who knew you wrote a book.
Yeah, you haven't acknowledged my sister yet.
Mick, when you raised your hand and looked around and saw that no one else's hand had been raised, what did that feel like?
I mean, it feels like it's a small sample, six people. Like the odds that there are two Micks in a group of six.
So that's
is,
what you felt
pretty,
when you raised your hand?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Uh-huh. I mean, do you do this with bigger groups and John?
That's right. That's
right. A great
you
question.
See, because here's how you should have felt. You should have felt very alone. Very, very alone.
Uh-huh. Like no one loves you alone.
Like no one loves you alone.
What?
Like you have no one else in this world alone.
He should have felt like that?
That's right.
This seems counterproductive.
What's this Dr. Tim's name?
Dr. Tim?
You're Dr. Fact. Tim, but what's the other one that looks like his name?
Why don't you ask me? Just look at me.
I know
me.
His
I don't
name.
Know your name, so I can't ask you.
I know his name. I read his book. I
what
know his
is
name.
It, Ginger? Go ahead.
Harry.
Harry.
Dr. Harry.
He looks like a Dr. Tim.
Because he looks like Dr. Tim.
Okay, yeah. You are all in a, you will have something that not everybody has, and that's another person.
Right.
Well, you have another person.
I'm defensive.
Let me get this straight. Years ago in Malibu, California, a pair of twins were born.
Oh, wait.
One of them was given up for adoption.
You know
the
what?
Other was raised by his birth parents.
I
both of them became world-famous therapists specializing in identical twin
and
therapy.
And we've both written books, for the record.
Oh, I didn't know
I've never
you
read
wrote
a book.
Mick?
I've never read your book.
You're Not Me was the name of the book. Thank you.
You have a more negative take on his thing.
But
his
saying
is you
the
are
same
you.
Thing.
Right,
you're
but yours
not
is
me,
like
you're
sad.
You.
Sad.
Yeah.
I just did a quick Google search, and it turns out that if there's a sperm donor and an egg donor, and it's the same one, you guys are technically like twins, but...
What are you talking about? They are twins.
Why do
well,
they have to be a donor?
They don't know each other, and one was adopted. It's probably that your parents donated eggs and sperm to make money.
No, that's a weird conclusion.
Oh, wait.
No, I Googled it, and it must be true.
No, it just means that when they were born, the parents were like, we like this one, that one can go.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm feeling,
not everyone's parents are like our parents, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, you're projecting just a little.
I just feel like it's the only answer.
I think enough with the words.
He's got you there.
I brought a duffel bag.
Ooh,
now,
this is exciting.
I could fit into that duffel bag.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
In
Cinnamon,
this duffel
stay away
bag,
from me.
You each have a choice. You can pull out a knife,
It's a 7.5-inch utility knife.
Okay.
Oh, other knife.
Cinnamon, stay away from the knife.
Or you can choose a duster.
Knife.
A little feather duster.
I'll take the duster. Knife. I'll take the duster.
Okay, Ginger. So reach into the bag and take what you will.
Make it more fun for me.
Ow! Well, don't. Shit, I cut the shit out of my hand.
Are you happy now? I'll take the knife.
No, I cut the shit out of my hand. You got a duster. That's a sharp duster.
All right, let me see if I have a bandage somewhere. Hold on.
Oh! Okay, so now look around. What are you holding?
A knife.
A duster.
I'm holding my hand, my bleeding hand.
Here.
I haven't reached in there yet, but I'm not sure I want to.
What are you waiting for, Nick?
Well, my brother just stabbed his hand with a duster.
How he feels is none of your business.
All right. You know, every injury your identical twin sustains makes them less identical. In just a minute, Ginger and I are just going to be sisters.
Wow. Please, everybody get between me and Cinnamon right now.
No, I think this
put
is the
your
time,
bodies between me and Cinnamon.
It's time for you two to come close to each
I
other.
I do, too.
Me too.
But I picked the duster.
That's Hug right. it up.
That's right. And, so they're really close, stare at each other. Now go ahead and use the instrument that you've chosen.
What are you saying, man?
To just caress the person in front of you.
It's a good ow.
Caressing.
Ow.
It's not soft.
Okay. So should I make an incision on Nick's hand so it has a similar scar?
Here, give me a utility knife.
Too deep.
Thank
too,
you.
Too much.
Okay, too deep, good, you're good, tickling good. Me.
It's a good thing you're so ticklish.
Mick, don't do it.
Mick, don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't do anything. Just calm down.
I am calm.
You're bleeding.
Put pressure on that.
I am putting pressure on it. Nick. You're putting pressure on me.
Nick, put the knife down.
And isn't that what's really happening here?
I can't breathe.
Shh.
She got my lung. I'm pretty sure she got my lung this time.
You've got to.
You were tickling me.
There's too much pressure on you, Mick.
And Nick.
There's too much pressure on you.
I think he's mistaking us for each other. I am Nick.
Yeah, we know.
I am Mick.
Yeah.
We know that you're Nick because you haven't been nicked by a knife.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cut Dr. Tim.
Or a duster.
I am going to cut Dr. Tim.
Cut him.
Look at Ginger here.
Cut him.
Ginger's barely hanging on to her life.
She's fine. She's a fighter.
You got two lungs. Who's the other one?
I've always loved you, Cinnamon.
Oh, I love you too.
You have a choice here. Okay. You can save her right now.
How? I'm not a doctor.
I am.
Oh.
Dr. Harry.
Well, then,
So it's your choice. We can let her die, and you can be you, the one and only, or you can keep her alive.
Keep her alive. I don't want to be a murderer.
Let me die. Just let me die.
No, so
your reasons to keep her alive are selfish.
Not necessarily.
You
I'm
don't want
to
be
a philanthropist, so if I went to jail for murder, I wouldn't be able to do all the good stuff I do for things.
Oh, so you're looking after others still.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I think Ginger has her own choice to make.
Ginger, do you want to die?
Ginger, don't. Let me weigh
make
my
this
options
fun.
Here.
They
don't
are life
die.
And death.
Ginger. Oh, Ginger.
Okay, I'll live.
Okay. Strong choice. Not everyone makes that choice. You'd be surprised.
I'm going to bandage you up here. Okay.
Pressure.
Why don't I get a bandage?
Because your injuries weren't life-threatening, but they might become so. You two stare at each other.
Okay.
You've both chosen the knives. I need you to caress each other with those knives.
Why was that duster so sharp?
I don't know, Mick. I'm going to retract my blade before
what happens
I caress
if you two,
your face.
What happens if you two kiss?
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 Let's see what that
Dr.
looks like.
Dr. Tim?
Jesus Christ.
We haven't done that since high school.
Yeah. It's just like learning to kiss on a mirror, but...
with better.
It's time to go back. All right. See? Am I right? Felt pretty good?
Right about... of course it did. It's a kiss.
Uh-huh.
Kisses feel great.
Kisses do feel great.
Now kiss his hand where he cut himself.
Well, of course. I just didn't know if it was an appropriate place.
He's like gushing blood.
But kisses make everything
get right in
That's
there.
That's not true.
You know, my hand does feel better.
Your boo-boo feels better?
My boo-boo
now
feels better.
Now kiss with your lips covered in blood.
Mm.
Okay, now, Cinnamon, I'm going to need you to choose to kiss either Mick or Nick.
What?
Where is
this going?
You heard me.
It's going.
Dr. Harry?
Yes.
What's going on?
Healing
Wait,
is occurring.
While I have the knife,
yeah.
I'd like to just take things into my own hands for a second.
Please do.
What the hell is going on? Dr. Tim, you and Dr. Harry are twins, and we're like not talking about it, and yet you're staging a blood porn?
I don't know about staging.
Here's the thing.
Encouraging.
Directing. Dr. Harry has this other book. It's called Blood Porn. I read it.
Ginger.
It is effective, I think.
It's effective.
You know, I have to admit that I'm not a reader, and Ginger, you're not worthless.
Let's take a step back and ask this question.
Wow.
Mick and Nick.
I'm Nick.
Nick?
Yes.
And Mick. Nick.
If you two could change one thing about your brother, about him, what would it be? Let's start with Nick.
His face. I would make his face look like someone else's face.
Mm-hmm. Mick?
I'd make his body look like somebody else's body.
Nobody ever mistakes our body for each other, Mick.
Sometimes they do. No. Like sometimes somebody sees me from the back.
At the club?
At the club.
In the locker room?
They'll pat me on the on the butt.
Mm-hmm. Thinking
that it was Nick, and I'm not.
Wait, who patted you on the butt? Nobody's ever patting me on the butt.
Big Ted.
Well,
petting on the butt is chapter 10 of Dr. Harry's book.
Blood porn?
Yep.
Yeah. The history of blood as porn is the title of the book. Here's what I'm saying. We need to go deep, and we need to get there now.
I mean, Ginger almost died. Twins are kissing. You discovered your identical long-lost twin. How much deeper is this going to go, Dr. Harris?
As deep as I need to go, Cinnamon.
Okay.
As deep, as deep as I need to go.
Yeah, we get it.
Cinnamon, you know what I mean? Deep.
Ginger, have you ever wondered why your parents gave you those ridiculous names?
I always just thought they liked to cook.
Yeah, that was my takeaway.
Yeah, they're both spices.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
And
thank
they're
you,
like baking
Mick.
Spices.
Yeah.
They like to bake.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I'm so fat.
You're not.
I also heard earlier when you said I wasn't worthless. I didn't get a chance to respond, but I just wanted to say I heard you.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
And thank you. I love you.
I love
Give me a
fine.
Hug. Give
look
me
how,
a hug.
Ginger.
Mick, Nick, look how much better things are going for these two.
I just want you to know you're not me.
Oh my God.
You're not me, Cinnamon.
Thank you, Ginger. I'm sorry I've shot and stabbed you in the past. I've been trying to get a reaction, I guess, because you're so nice, and I'm not nice. We're not identical because I'm not nice.
And that's okay. I'm okay with having a not nice sister, but just don't poison me, okay?
My vision's getting blurry, and I feel lightheaded.
Yeah.
That's good.
Dr. Harry, could you please bandage up his hand?
Not
He's losing
yet.
Not yet. I agree. Not yet. Stay with it. Be present.
Mick. Stay with us.
If he wants to go, that's his choice.
That's right.
This is a survivable injury, though.
Just kill me.
Mm. Nick?
Do you want me
is there a reason
to...
you haven't made an effort to patch up your brother? Let's talk about that.
Oh.
Okay, I'll do it. Can I have that first aid?
Why don't you use your shirt?
Why did I have to suggest that?
Because I've got two doctors in the room, and I'm an accountant. I didn't know I had to step up to the plate.
Okay. Wanting to do the math on how long it's going to take for him to die.
Use your sock. Take your sock off.
Okay. I'll take my sock off. It's not the cleanest thing I've
ever
had.
Ew. Ugly feet.
They're not that ugly. It's just the toenails.
Is that a sixth toe?
It's not a sixth toe. It's a curly toenail. All right. I'll just tie this really tight on his hand.
I get the same curly toenail.
But you could have clipped yours. You just copied me.
Yeah. I love my brother.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
Whoa.
I heard it.
Yeah, whoa. I heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen, bye-bye.
Where is he just walking
whoa.
Away?
And then he walked out the door?
Aren't you going to chase your brother, Doc?
That's
you know
brother.
What? I'm not going to. He came into my life as he did yours, and it was magic, and he'll come back.
Was that just like a hologram of you?
That was just a hologram.
That was a hologram.
Damn it.
Dr. Tim.
He's pretty brilliant.
That was a good one.
And then you enjoyed two of my books.
Oh, darn
it. As my hologram twin brother.
Oh, whoa.
We just went to a new place, didn't we?
We really did.
Have you been writing books as a twin that you're not?
It's called a nom de plume. And yes.
Nom
yes,
de plume.
I have.
I've never heard of that.
Nom de plume.
What's?
You haven't heard of nom de plume?
Nom de plume.
I'm not entirely sure. Mick.
I made out with Big Ted in the locker room.
Mick, what?
I made out with Big Ted in
that's
the locker room.
That's a lot
that's
of blood
my
loss.
Boyfriend. Why would
I know.
You?
I know.
That's. Did he know it was you or did he think it was me?
I don't care. It just felt good.
I'm going to take that sock back.
No, don't take it back. He's just starting to get a little more color in his cheeks. Let's keep the blood from flowing.
And Mick,
while you're feeling vulnerable, let's say, other than his body, what is the one thing you'd like to change about your brother?
This is the hologram coming back.
Oh.
Just feels like we wrapped the session up a little bit ago, and then, like, now we're going down the
How
same.
How did you interact with that door?
Just, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know, it just feels weird. We had, like, a thing Whoa, going.
Yes, Dr. Tim's hologram is fighting with Dr. Tim.
And he's physically interacting with the environment.
How many times have I told you not to interact?
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Bloodborne.
All right, let's get back to where we were. Let's get back to where we were.
I think your hologram's become sentient, Dr. Tim.
I think you should mind your own fucking business.
Okay.
All right. Mick, I was asking you a question. Which is the one thing other than his body you'd like to change about your brother Nick?
Mm. I guess the fact that he's dating Big Ted.
Okay. Let's try not to keep it sexual. Well, let's go emotional. Let's go deeper.
That is pretty emotional.
It's emotional.
Is it love, though?
Well,
Nick, how long have you been with Big Ted?
3 years.
And is there a little Ted?
I mean, no.
Why then the Big Ted?
We're not married. Oh, it's just his nickname.
I see.
He's a little guy. It's
he
ironic.
Is. It's an
oh,
ironic
I see.
Nickname.
He's a jockey.
Cinnamon, look.
That's funny.
The hologram's leg. It's just a leg.
What? It's a rogue leg.
What?
Oh, my God.
So God
damn it. What's the matter with this thing?
We got to figure out how to do this, Ginger.
I got to get the rest of the
make
body
holograms.
So there can be four of us?
Yeah. Ooh. Bad ones.
Okay. Before I bring my brother back...
Wait.
We're going to take a little break.
His leg is here.
Oh, my goodness, it is. How did that happen?
It's jerking.
Oh.
Okay, let me just see if I can...
kill me!
Like the hologram said, kill me.
Yeah, all right. You're okay, Harry. Harry, you're okay.
Does that mean we're supposed to kill Dr. Tim?
No, it means you're supposed to kill your sibling.
He wants us to kill him.
Kill our sibling?
I'm never killing my brother.
That's right. And that's the place we needed to get to.
Kill me.
Thank you. Was it Nick?
Kill Dr. Tim.
Nick, thank you.
Wow.
No
this
more.
This is the best $43,000 I ever spent.
Thank you, Dr. Button. Fantastic. Oh, man.
Oh, that feels good. That feels super good. Whoa, so Harry was a hologram.
All along.
That
and
was...
that's exactly what Chris intended when he came out.
That's right. Okay, let's give thanks, I think, right now for a couple
let's
things
give thanks.
While we're wrapping up this particular episode. First of all, let's give thanks that Joey Gear wasn't able to make it today.
Yeah.
So that's super great.
Wait, why are we thanking him?
No, that we're thanking the odds.
and the odds.
We're thanking the universe.
Oh, yes.
That he wasn't able to join us. And also I want to thank everyone who came out to the West Side Comedy Theater.
Yeah.
I was not here on our last recording to take that opportunity that I like to take now. It was our first live show. You all were there. I was in patched in from New York. What was the sense and the feeling in the room? It seemed like it just went incredibly well.
It was super fun.
Yeah, right?
It was amazing. It was fun. I don't know if you realized it, but your face was up on TV
a lot
longer than I had. I guess I don't know if it was my fault. But
I thought it was just on your screen on the stool on stage.
No,
turns out when I got a photo from the back of the room, I was on the large monitor the entire show. And yeah. So sometimes Doug Bame, our wonderful engineer, was in the booth, and he and I were texting about how to take a break, how to get you guys to take a break in between and go to the next scene. So it probably looked on the big monitor like I was just texting and surfing during the show, surfing the web,
as it were,
catching up on emails. But our first live show went great. It was sold out. It was like 98% fans of the show and not regulars, which is not the norm for that theater at all.
I got to talk to a couple of the fans afterwards. They were really great and like made me feel very
adored.
No, just there's a lot of gratitude. People like listen and they come out. I mean, it's pretty simple to say, but it just meant a lot.
It's the weirdness of doing a podcast where it just feels like yelling in a bucket sometimes.
Yeah. Sure. We're in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing that somebody, that's the metaphor.
In a vacuum.
Somebody's actually listening to the bucket.
Yeah. And I'm reading all your emails and taking your scene suggestions. So please continue to write to us at yourname@alchemythis.com. We're getting such great love and support, and we greatly appreciate it. If you would continue to tell everyone you've ever met about us and subscribe and review, that's what's going to help carry this to the next step. Let's go around and thank all of our alchemists for today, starting with our returning champion here at Double Jeopardy, Carla Kakowski. Carla.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. Where can folks find you? And
thank you for having
your
me.
Your things on the social medias and your other podcasts.
Yeah. At Carla Kakowski is my thing for all the things.
Okay.
And also, I do an improv podcast. It's a Shop Talk improv podcast called Improv Yak, where I interview improvisers about the art of improvisation.
Wow. Cool.
Super meta cool.
Super fun. And then Craigslist with my husband, Craig Kakowski. Where
Which one is he?
He's Chris Alvarado.
Yeah. All right.
Yep, that's me. Thank
okay,
you. Thanks
out.
For having me.
James Heaney?
Thanks for having me. It was so fantastic. If you'd like to find some content,
briefnewsbrief.com.
It's a website. I made the website. It's pretty good. Or if you just look the real James Heaney up, I'm sure you will find me.
Or Chris Alvarado. Craig Kakowski.
Chris Alvarado. Hmm.
May 10th. On Netflix, a movie called Wine Country.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
It's written by Emily Spivey and Liz Kakowski, my sister.
What?
And it stars and was directed by Amy Poehler, also Rachel Dratch, Maya Rudolph.
Wow.
And then there's a young talent as a sommelier, who I hear is a real breakout star in this. Should his scene make it into the movie?
Yeah.
We won't know until May 10th.
When you say young talent,
you mean new
in the sense
game?
That the universe is very old.
Yeah.
You know.
What's it called? Wine Country?
Wine Country.
Oh, fantastic. May 10th.
Yeah.
Vanish.
Hi. Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram or on, I think on Twitter, it's Join the Dynasty.
I'll say.
Or me, Vanessa Hope on Instagram. And just blessed to be here every day.
And that Joey Greer isn't.
Yes.
Right?
What
Let's
a
all
blessing.
Continue to give thanks.
He shines down on us.
For that. Chris Alvarado.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Not yet. Chris Alvarado. Man, I love the Dynasty Typewriter social media stuff.
Oh, thanks.
It's like hip, cute, fun, informative, and then out.
Thank you, honey.
It's everything I want in social media.
It is crazy, hip, and cool.
It's
and funny. Yeah.
Yes, it's all those things.
Really appreciate it,
guys. So just go check out. Also, like the talent you have over there is just insane. And then it's like a cool theater, and then you're cool. It's just
Chris.
It's just crazy. So this is for the Dynasty Typewriter.
Upskirt of a dog.
That's going to sound very weird to listeners.
I don't think so. We have a part of our ceiling in this studio is glass for the second floor, and our
we
very
just
own
saw the undercarriage
producer,
of Anderson Cooper.
Sophie Lichterman has a wonderful dog named Anderson Cooper, and he just walked over our heads, and through the glass, we in fact are on the other side of the looking glass into the undercarriage of, I'm going to say it again, Anderson Cooper. I'm Kevin Pollak. It's at Kevin Pollak on Twitter, Kevin Pollak 123 on the Instagram. Doug Bain! Thank you again, Doug, for doing a phenomenal job with our first live recording. You really did save the day. You and James Heaney both rose to a very special level and to make things possible, including keeping me on an uncomfortable large monitor throughout the show.
I'm going to interrupt, even though it's just so crazy. It's just that I snapped a photo of the undercarriage of Anderson Cooper, so I'm going to post that on the Alchemy of This Instagram. It's important that people see what's going on.
I think it's very important, and thank you for that, Chris. All right, again, thanks to Sophie Lichterman, our producer, and the iHeartRadio Media Network. We give our condolences.
Ooh, Ralph Brito.
Oh, Rafael Brito.
Yes.
Brito. Good catch. Thank you so much. And again, thank you all very much for joining us. Until next time.
Alchemy.